If you would, turn in your Bibles again to 1 Peter chapter 5. I'm going to try to make this one the last one, and try not to keep you too long. 1 Peter chapter 5, we'll read again like the first four verses. The elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Now I've been speaking the last couple of times about the elders and Peter's exhortation to the elders. Feed the flock. Read in the Old Testament about those who didn't feed the flock. Read in the New Testament in Christ's day while he was on the planet of those who didn't feed the flock. Now I didn't go into this day where there are those who don't feed the flock, but they say they are shepherds. I have no idea why that's beeping and what it is. But it sounds rather urgent. Anyhow, the reason I didn't go into it in this day is because Walter did really, really well on that in that sermon he preached about somebody else's heifer. There are those who are, they say they're ministers of righteousness, but they're not ministers of the righteousness of Christ. They lie about God right now. You can turn on your television and hear them anytime you want to. You can turn on your radio and hear them anytime you don't want to. And God forbid that you should go on the internet and look. Because there is some truth on the internet, but most of it's lies. Most of it's lies. Why? Because the world believes the lie. That's all it is. And they want the lie. Yeah, they do not want the truth. They love darkness rather than loving light.
Yeah.
It's not that they love darkness more than, even though they do. No, they rather have darkness. And they'd rather have lies. And that's what they get. Because what they want is where the money is. Not for filthy lucre's sake. Anyhow, and then last week I did speak about feeding the flock, which is with the words of Christ. The truth of God. And if you do that, the other cattle will go away. Because they'll go to the lie.
Yeah.
That's where they'll go. But we are to feed the flock, to tend the flock, to care for the flock. But then Peter qualifies this at the end where it says, feed the flock of God which is among you. Mm-hmm. And this is a nice thing for the elders. Walter, I don't have to tend to or feed the whole flock of God. I don't have to feed the flock of God in Wisconsin. My responsibility is to the flock which is among you. The local assembly is what we call it. This is where I am supposed to be. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. Now, what goes out on the internet, where we have it now, we used to have a radio broadcast when Earl would broadcast, Walter's broadcasted. That's fine. But what we announce on those broadcasts and what we say, where these are, is that we're here. And if you care to join with us, to be fed, here's where the flock gathers. We are to feed the flock of God which is among you. We do not, we cannot, and we are not to feed the world. To the world that will not hear us, we are the savor of death unto death.
Yeah.
And you can see that anywhere you want to look. In print, on radio, on the internet, and on television. They will not have Jesus Christ to reign over them. They'll have a buddy. They want a buddy. They want a friend. They want someone to pity them. But they will not have a living, a risen, and a reigning Lord of glory, which is who Jesus Christ is and what he is doing right now. We can only tend to the flock of God, which is among us. And then he says this as a further explanation. It says, taking the oversight. Notice that it does not say that elders take command. I have a feeling way too many people seem to read it that way. We are not, it's kind of a hard thing to differentiate for me. It's not saying that we are to be overseers in the way that man uses that word. We are to have the oversight. And the Greek word is episkopeo, which is where we get the word bishop from. Yeah. Oversight. We are to keep an eye out over the flock of God which is among us. To oversight around the flock, to look in front of the flock, behind the flock, and within the flock. That's where part of this word where it says feed the flock here is the word tend, to care for. And you can't care for something if you don't see there's a problem. And that's what we are supposed to do. We are to look diligently after the flock which is among us. Tending to the flock of God among you means that you keep your eyes open for problems and for needs and for exhortation if needed, rebuke if needed, whatever needs the flock has. And then it says, not by constraint, but willingly. Willingly. Not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Being an elder is a job. No. Being an elder is not a job. Being an elder is not a career choice. Being an elder is not a social service. But being an elder is a necessity. It is to be done willingly. You shouldn't have to force somebody to be one. And if you have to, there's something wrong. Like I said, the word oversight also means bishop. And in 1 Timothy 3, he gives us, it's the same word, almost. Just the last two letters of the end's a little different. 1 Timothy 3, in verse 1, it says, this is a true saying, If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. Being an elder is work. Being an elder is an office. It's not. It's a ministry. The elder, as I said before, is to minister to the flock. That's the job of the bishop. It is work, but it is not to be done unwillingly. The elder is not there to take command of the flock of God, but to tend it and to watch over it. I've heard way too many people talk like they say, and basically what they say is, I'm in charge. Well, I'm accountable. I'm accountable for what I do. I'm accountable for what I don't do. But they state it in a manner that is almost harshly. And the one thing that seems to be, now not here, but in places I have been, and other places there are, something that's forgotten is that the elder is a member of the flock. The elder is a member of the flock. Before you become an elder, you're a member of the flock. That seems to be kind of glossed over. And we have in our day almost a total distinction between what they call clergy and laity. That's the way it's designed. That's the way it's spoken of. Clergy has special parking spaces at the hospital. I think that's about the only advantage. Well, I'm sorry, I used one the other day. And I felt kind of guilty doing it, Mason. But that's the way the world looks at it. That's the way organized religion looks at it. But the elder is a member of the flock before he becomes an elder. And the elder is still a member of the flock after he becomes an elder. We are not to be puffed up with knowledge or authority. One of the instructions Paul gives to Timothy is not a novice, that he might be taken up with pride. Elders come from without and within the flock that's among you. They may come from somewhere else, but they were a member of a flock somewhere else. Elders are a part of the flock. They are not removed in person from the flock to be above the flock. The office is different, but the man is still the same. Before an elder becomes an elder, he's a member. After an elder becomes an elder, he's a member of the flock. And it's given this way. Being not as being lords over God's heritage, but being in samples to the flock. Walter, that was a tough one for me with the in sample and the example. But you explained it very well. That one time, I remember, Christ is our example.
Yeah.
We can be an in sample, mm-hmm. But Christ is the example. And we are not lords over his heritage. We are to have the oversight. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. I am waiting for the chief shepherd to appear. Well, Peter say, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Excuse me. When he comes again, and he is coming again, things are going to change. We are going to change. I am going to change. Every member of the flock is going to change. But there is to be a reckoning. There is to be an accounting. Romans 14 and verse 10 says that, but why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set it not thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. The elder is not exempt from that. He's still a member of the flock. Hebrews 13 and verse 17 put it this way. It says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Elders will have to give an account, hopefully to joy, because the chief shepherd is coming again. We heard it prophesied in Ezekiel. Christ said it when he was here, I am the good shepherd. And now we have, he's coming again. The chief shepherd is coming. And he alone, is our example. John wrote it this way, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. He is our example. The elder will have to give an account. The elder has an accounting to come. But the elder is also the member of the flock. I hate really thinking sometimes about having to give an account of stuff I've done in the body, just stuff I've thought in my lifetime. But I know that in him I am forgiven. Even though I may have an accounting and bad things that I don't even want to go into, you know, stuff I thought about, stuff I done, stuff I didn't do, but that I should have done. That's coming. He's coming. But I have his promise that whatever wood, hay, and stubble has to be burned away is going to be burned away. But there is that which shall remain. And that is what I am looking forward to. We're not all going to sleep, but we're all going to be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. When the chief shepherd, the great shepherd of the sheep, comes back for his people. This mortal is going to put on immortality. This corruptible is going to put on incorruption. And I may have an accounting to do, but I'm still going to be immortal and incorruptible, and I'm still going to be in Him.
Yeah.
That's the glory that He has given us. We are predestinated. And I know people don't like that word, and I haven't said it for a couple of weeks, so I was going through withdrawal to be conformed to the image of His Son. And since He predestinated us, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And if you don't like it, you don't like it. It's your problem. It's not mine. And it's not a problem with this book at all. It's not a problem with the truth of Christ. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful again for this time and this place, for Your flock, which is among us, thank You for the support of each other, for the love for one another and from one another that we have in Christ our Lord. Amen.